Welcome to Navy Spouse 101, a new spouse curriculum. This podcast is brought to you as a service by Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Program. You can reach us at 866-854-0638 or email us at ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil. So the topics that we're going to cover are mission of the Navy and its impact, military culture, new spouse checklist, Fleet and Family Support Center programs and services, and we'll cover additional community resources. So you're new to the Navy. You've either recently married a sailor or your spouse has joined the Navy, and there's a great deal of new information to learn. At this point, how would you describe your feelings about the new environment? Are you excited? Are you confused? You may have some concerns about leading this unique lifestyle. Whether you're excited or apprehensive, happy or sad, chances are that you might have moments of confusion. Even spouses who've been married several years are sometimes overwhelmed when dealing with the unexpected deployment or a relocation. Today I'm going to talk about how to be a successful military spouse and hopefully equip you with some of the knowledge and information to help you thrive in your new community. I'm also going to direct you to other appropriate resources to answer questions that we don't cover in this podcast. Today's world is unpredictable, and you're married to someone who's greatly affected by that unpredictability. Your Navy spouse is trained and prepared to serve whenever and wherever required. That's just a fact of Navy life. But the Navy also realizes that the unpredictability of this profession brings uncertainty to the home front, and that when you said, "I do," you didn't get any training on this way of life. So the Navy has the people, the programs, and the resources available for you, because the Navy really believes that you, the spouse, are very, very important. Family readiness. How do you make yourself ready? Family readiness comes when you know where to find the answers, when you're able to cope with whatever comes your way. This podcast will give you some of those basics. The handout has web pages, phone numbers, and resources. The knowledge that you'll gain will enhance your family readiness and empower you to navigate with ease through this Navy lifestyle. First, we're going to talk about values. Not all jobs require you to agree to live by a set of values. Most of the people you know who work for other companies usually do not have to swear to live by a set of values. But the Navy is a profession. It's a calling that espouses the values of honor, courage, commitment, and dictates living by the Sailor's Creed. And the Sailor's Creed goes as follows. I am a United States sailor. I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, and I will obey the orders of those appointed over me. I represent the fighting spirit of the Navy and those who have gone before me to defend freedom and democracy around the world. I proudly serve my country's Navy combat team with honor, courage, and commitment. I am committed to the excellence and the fair treatment of all. So you and the Navy, you might be thinking, this is all about your sailor, him or her. What does this really have to do with me? First, two things. When you think about what your spouse has signed up for, you should feel very good about your marital decision. Willingness to live by such values is rare in today's world, and the Navy truly is a selfless profession. You have truly chosen a very special spouse. And the second thing is, a profession such as the Navy is a 24/7 calling, and simply put, this means that you will have to share your spouse. Only if you share them will he or she be able to live the values, and sometimes sharing your spouse is a very hard thing to do. But don't worry, as we said earlier, the Navy realizes how hard it can be and how critical it is for you, the Navy family, to be prepared, equipped, and ready. As a Navy spouse, you're an integral part of the Navy mission, and the Navy is committed to providing assistance to you now and throughout your spouse's military career. Marrying a military member. Of course you knew you were marrying a military member, but you might not really have understood what that meant. You're starting to think that it means that you left everything familiar. That might be what it feels like anyway. Your new spouse's life is so foreign, so full of acronyms and insignias and rank and ships. You feel like you've landed on Mars. Your spouse has received a great deal of education. He or she trained and prepared to live for the Navy. But you didn't go to boot camp. By now you probably have questions. How should you know what a fleet is? How do you get housing at your new duty station? How do you find a new job there? How do you know what your spouse is talking about when he or she looks at a clock and says 1,700 hours? You just need some education. Fortunately, the Navy's provided a great deal of training and resources for you. Listening to this podcast, you've taken a step in the right direction. You will know this new world, this Mars, inside and out before you know it. You'll be helping other military spouses to adjust to life on Mars, too. Military culture, and environment. Culture can be defined in a thousand different ways. Since it is an abstract concept, you cannot touch it or see it, yet we know it exists. Culture is a common set of values, beliefs, behavior, and worldviews. Within the military, there are definitely aspects of the environment that define the culture and are not found in the civilian world. The following common cultural traits are often associated with the military. Patriotic. Patriotism runs high not only with military members, but also with spouses and civilian employees as well. Your spouse takes his or her commitment to serving the country very seriously. Regardless of rank, age, or background, this patriotic attitude is prevalent throughout the Navy and serves to motivate our sailors in their daily jobs. Dutiful. Your spouse has taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, and to obey the orders of the President of the United States. How does this differ from the civilian community? Your spouse is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This requires 100% commitment to their assigned jobs. Dynamic. The word dynamic means to produce motion. The military lifestyle is defined by its ever-changing environment. Whether through deployments, relocations, world events, or unplanned exercises or planned exercises, the military environment is one of constant motion. Now, when you include your own career changes, starting a family, or other personal life-changing experiences, your new lifestyle will probably always be dynamic. Resilient. Resilience means to adjust easily to change. Because of the dynamic environment, a strong level of resilience is required within military communities. The Navy has to respond quickly and adjust to ever-changing requirements, and this is no different within Navy families. Although not always easy, you will indeed learn how to adjust to the changes that will undoubtedly occur throughout your Navy career. Resourceful. And lastly, to support your resilience, the Navy culture embraces and supports the provision of resources that allow you to survive and thrive in a military environment. There are many different aspects of your immediate environment that typify the military culture. Some of those things are the way people dress, their uniforms, ranks, protocol, living conditions, multicultural. People come from different states, different countries, different races. And can you think of any other types of things that typify the military? Next, we're going to talk about the military culture and jargon, Navy jargon. Military jargon constitutes a separate language. You are not the first spouse to be totally confused about this seemingly foreign language, but rest assured that there will come a day that you will be interpreting phrases and acronyms for another new spouse. Although we don't necessarily use all the phrases or acronyms in our daily language, basic knowledge will help you to identify and utilize the numerous resources available to you. So here is your introduction to Navy jargon. Airedale. That is a nickname for a service member in the aviation community. Allotment, a fixed amount of money that the service member designates to go to a particular place monthly. This can be like a mortgage, or it can be a payment to the spouse to their individual account. It's just something that comes directly out of the paycheck. Black shoe, an individual in the surface or submarine community. Blues, a winter uniform. There is a work and a dress version, although currently uniforms have been changing and they aren't as standard as they used to be. Bravo Zulu, a job well done. Brown shoe, an individual in the air community. Chit, that's a letter, a note, a voucher, a receipt, or form. CMC, Command Master Chief, the senior enlisted member on a surface ship or in a squadron. Mess, this is a dining area. MTF, Military Treatment Facility. MWR, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. NMCRS, Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. Nuke, a service member with a nuclear power specialty. 1MC, the ship's loudspeaker or public address system. Overhead, the ceiling. OCONUS, outside of the continental United States. Ombudsman, a person who has been officially appointed by his or her spouse's commanding officer to represent the command and assist the families of the command. You have probably noticed by now that Navy personnel have different titles, different uniforms, and different insignias. All of these signify rank and rate. These are included in the handout that accompanies the podcast. Rank is the actual title of the service member, and rate describes what they do. To add to the confusion, each branch of the service is different. In the handout, you can take a quick look at the ranks and rates within the Navy, and it will help you to demystify the military structure. Protocol. As a new spouse, you may be very concerned with proper protocol, but please be assured that common courtesy and good manners are the proper protocol. protocol in any social setting or any type of personal situation, regardless of rank. The U.S. Navy is built on years of proud service and traditions that have special meaning and importance, but some of these may be new to you and may prompt many questions. Don't worry, the Navy has compiled several protocols to guide you. You can get a free copy of Sea Legs either in booklet form or on CD from your Fleet and Family Support Center. This booklet discusses many of these protocols. The booklet is developed and also can be found online at Naval Services Family Line website or Lifelines under Publications. Also, Lifelines has a booklet called Social Customs, Traditions of the Sea Services, and you can find that at the following website, http://lifelines.navy.mil. If you have specific questions regarding personal attire for social events like the Navy Ball or the Command Picnic, you can call a more experienced spouse for guidance. Next, we're going to discuss OPSEC. So what is OPSEC? OPSEC stands for Operation Security or Operational Security. Have you heard the expression loose lips sink ships? OPSEC means keeping critical information from our potential adversaries. Adversaries collect small, isolated pieces of information and then put them together, much like a puzzle. Critical information may not seem important to you, but it's enough to allow adversaries to jeopardize the mission and the lives of our military members. You may hold a small piece of this OPSEC puzzle. Do not discuss deployment dates and times or any information on the unit. This means not calling a friend or your mother and telling them that they'd better come over next week to see your spouse before the ship takes off, or calling your friend and telling her that the entire unit is going to get powers of attorney tomorrow. This includes talking in code, quote unquote, because usually this is something that people can figure out. An example of code is saying he or she will be back 3 months after our anniversary. People can figure those things out. It's critical that spouses and family members do not share information on the phone, cell phone, or landline, either one, about locations and times of unit deployments or anything that concerns the Navy unit. Your ombudsman will be able to answer any questions in OPSEC that you may have. If you think it could be an OPSEC violation, it's just better to not say anything. Next, we're going to talk about ombudsman. Your spouse is in a command, and every command is led by a commanding officer. Every CO selects a spouse of a member of the command to serve as the official volunteer liaison between the command and its families. In the Navy, the commanding officer's volunteer spouse is called the Navy Family Ombudsman. The ombudsman will work directly under the commanding officer's guidance. The ombudsman is selected on the basis of his or her maturity, their social skills, their willingness to help, and available time to serve. They receive Commander Navy Installations Command standardized formal training, and they inform families members about command policies and wishes. Ombudsmen are generally friendly, approachable, and they are required to keep confidences. Ombudsmen serve as a source of important information and referral. An ombudsman is always ready to help in case of an emergency. An ombudsman serve at all times, in all types of commands, shore, sea, medical, air, surface, submarines, all types. In order to ensure that the communication between the command and your family is maintained, you have to make sure that the ombudsman can reach you. If you change phone numbers, move, or go home to visit family, make sure your ombudsman has the current information so that you'll receive the most updated news on your spouse and the command. The ombudsman will know things that you want to know, changes in mailing address, changes in redeployment dates, etc. To find your ombudsman, call your local Fleet and Family Support Center and ask for the ombudsman coordinator. New spouse checklist. As a military spouse, you're eligible for certain entitlements and benefits, but first you have to demonstrate eligibility. Make sure that your spouse has turned in the appropriate forms to his or her administrative group so that you may rightfully receive your entitlements and benefits. There are some basic necessities that you need to check. DEERS. This stands for Defense Enrollment Eligibility Reporting System. This is the system that you must be enrolled in to ensure that you're able to receive entitlements and benefits like TRICARE, the military health care plan. Once your spouse's command has verified the marriage, your information will be entered into this database and provide validation of your status as a military family member. The TRICARE website can be found at www.tricare.com. navy.mil/dears. Identification card. Your spouse's command will also issue the necessary paperwork that you need to get an ID card. Your card has an expiration date, and it's advisable to have your ID card renewed prior to that date. Keep this card with you at all times because you will need it to purchase things at the commissary and the exchange. It also allows you to enter the base and permits you to participate in recreational activities aboard the base. Also, you will be asked to show your ID card whenever you visit a military health clinic. Social Security Number. It is important for you to memorize your spouse's Social Security number. You'll use it for many different purposes, even to make doctor's appointments. Write your spouse's command, duty address, and duty phone number on a piece of paper and keep it in your wallet so that you have it when you need it. Go ahead and write your new address and phone number on a sheet of paper also. It's really easy to forget a zip code under pressure when it's the fourth zip code you've had in 3 years. Keep your ID card safe as your spouse's Social Security number is on it. SGLI and FSGLI. Those stand for Service Members Group Life Insurance and Family Service Members Group Life Insurance. SGLI and FSGLI provide life insurance coverage for service members and their spouses and dependent children. The SGLI coverage is available in $10,000 increments up to the maximum of $400,000. FSGLI coverage is dependent upon the service member's amount of coverage. Service members are automatically enrolled. It is very important that you ensure that you have adequate coverage and that the designated beneficiary, the person who receives the money, is current. Page 2. A page 2 is the second page of your spouse's military record, and this lists dependents and people to be notified in the event of illness, injury, or death. This too must be updated when you marry or the number of members in your family changes. Wills provide for our loved ones in the event of our death. Both you and your spouse need to have a will in order to provide for one another as well as for your children. Wills provide a guide for the distribution of property and assign guardianship for your children. They can be prepared for you free of charge through the base legal office. Power of attorney. POA. A POA is a legal document that gives another person the authority to sign your name, and it can either be general or specific. POAs are important to military families since spouses are frequently deployed or otherwise unavailable. Especially happens when you need to arrange for a relocation or sell a vehicle. POAs are issued through the base legal office and require your spouse's authorization. An important tip to know here is that many of the offices on base may request a specific power of attorney rather than a general power of attorney, so it's important to get both. Vehicle registration. A base decal is required on vehicles to allow authorized entrance onto a military installation. Stickers may be obtained from the Pass and ID office by presenting a current military ID card, a state inspection if your state requires it, a proof of insurance, state registration for any state, and a valid driver's license. Fleet and Family Support Programs and Services. As soon as you arrive on an installation, you need to do certain things. You and your spouse will have to sign in somewhere, and you'll need to check out housing. You'll also need to go to the Fleet and Family Support Center. The mission of the Fleet and Family Support Center, also known as the FFSC, is to provide support to the military member and family through programs and services. We've already talked a little bit about some of the programs offered by the FFSC. To ensure that you don't miss out on any of the valuable services that they provide, we'll cover all of them in this module. For more in-depth info, check out the Fleet and Family Support Center's homepage at www.navylifepnw.com. Counseling. The FFSP is staffed with highly qualified, licensed counselors who know how to help you increase your problem-solving skills, reduce your stress levels, and to focus on lifetime solutions. Some of the services include individual, marriage and family counseling, child counseling, therapeutic group counseling, education and training programs. They also provide deployment and support, including specialized individual augmentee services and customized command briefs. Family Advocacy Program, FAP. When family relationships turn volatile and violent, the highest level of personal and command readiness is compromised. The FFSP offers prevention, identification, treatment, and follow-up. Also provided is the reporting of spouse and child abuse as well as neglect. All efforts are geared toward victim safety and protection, offender accountability, and rehabilitation. The following vital services are provided to individuals and commands: prevention and awareness education, clinical counseling resources, family victim advocate, FVA, services, intervention, treatment, and case management. Financial education. It's almost hard to believe, but financial difficulties have more impact on operational readiness than housing, childcare, health care, or the spouse's employment. To help prevent problems or solve the ones that may already be there, the Navy has a dedicated personal financial management program located at the FFSC. Professionals are available to assist you with everything from budgeting and home buying to checkbook management and savings plans. Deployment and mobilization support. Deployments are a way of life for military service members and their families. Whether single or married, there are effective ways of meeting the challenges of this unique lifestyle and helping you to achieve a continuous level of personal and family readiness. The FFSP works closely with commands, their ombudsman, family readiness groups, individuals, and families to provide resources and assistance during all cycles of the deployment process. Some of the services include training and education programs emphasizing key elements of personal family readiness, individual family and command consultation, return and reunion outreach programs to deployed commands and spouses, combat stress awareness, customized programs for individual augmentees or IAs and their families, and family advocacy program. Employment assistance or the Family Employment Readiness Program, FERP. Are you looking for a job? The FERP manager liaisons with local employers to help spouses find that job that fits. Are you moving? They also work with other FERP managers to help you research the jobs available at your future duty station. Have you been a teacher and think that you might want to be a nurse? Or you'd like to find a job with the government? The FERP office provides training and guidance. Exceptional Family Member. The Navy's Exceptional Family Member Program, EFMP, is designed to assist sailors by addressing the special needs of their exceptional family members during the assignment process. Special needs include any special medical, dental, mental health, developmental or educational requirement, wheelchair accessibility, adaptive equipment, or assistive technology devices and services. Some of the services available to help with the EFMP program are the Fleet and Family Support Center EFMP liaisons who can help point you to resources in your local community and guide you through the application process. They work closely with the Military Treatment Facility EFM coordinators. They assist families with the completion of the EFM enrollment forms. They identify and coordinate resources for EFM families, and they provide information and referral to EFM families. They assist families during the relocation process. They also refer families to EFM-specific educational, recreational, and cultural activities, and they coordinate with other support agencies, including medical and recreational facilities, community service agencies, and private organizations. Life skills education. The FFSP provides a variety of valuable resources and programs to help service members and their families gain knowledge and develop new skills that will enhance self-esteem and interpersonal relations. Some of the programs include parenting classes, couples communication, stress and anger management, family violence prevention education, information and referral. New Parent Support Program, Home Visitation Program. Parenting is perhaps the most important job that we can ever have, yet most of us have no training before becoming parents. New Parent Support Program is a home visitation program for expectant parents or families with children from birth to 3 years old. This free program was developed to help parents answer questions about parenting right in the privacy of their own home. Relocation assistance. More than 80,000 Navy members and their families move each year. And if you've been one of those 80,000, you know how stressful moving can be. The more information that you have going into a move, the more prepared you'll be, and the more prepared and in control, the less stressful your move will be. Your Fleet and Family Support Center will help you with all aspects of the move. At the website, you can find links titled Preparing for Your Move, the Navy Housing Partnership, Housing and Lodging, and After the Move and Resources. Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Program, SAPR. The SAPR program assists victims of sexual assault and reduces the incidence of sexual assault committed by or against Navy service members, their families, and civilians. The SAPR program provides victim advocacy and support services, case consultation and coordination, command assistance, prevention education and bystander training, training for responders. You can reach SAPR by calling the Safe Helpline at 877-995-5247 or on the web at www.safehelpline.org. That's www.safehelpline.org. Transition Assistance Program. Are you separating or retiring soon? If so, the FFSP can help you become better prepared for your transition into the civilian sector by providing Transition Assistance Program seminars, individual career counseling and resume assistance, internet job searching, employment and career workshops, employment resource center and job listings, federal employment application information, and a variety of other helpful services for that transition. There are some military-related resources that we want to make sure that you're aware of. Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, www.nmcrs.org. American Red Cross, www.redcross.org. The chaplains, you can reach them at chaplaincare.navy.mil. Ombudsman, you can find your ombudsman by calling the Fleet and Family Support Center. Family Readiness Groups, you can also get information on Family Readiness Groups from the Fleet and Family Support Center. Child Development Programs, if you go to www.navylifepnw.com, that's navylifepnw.com, you'll find information on the local child development programs. Exceptional Family Member Program. Again, go to the navylifepnw.website and go to Fleet and Family and then click on Exceptional Family Member. TRICARE, www.tricare.mil. Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. You can either go to www.mwr.navy.mil or again to the navylifepnw.website where you'll find a wealth of resources for our local MWR in the Pacific Northwest. Commissary and Exchange you can find through www.commissaries.com or the exchange at www.myvyexchange.com. Armed Forces YMCA can be found at www.asymca.org. And again, Navy Region Northwest, all of our support programs you can find at www.navylifepnw.com. The Navy takes care of its own. So as we end this podcast, I just want to welcome you to the Navy and your new world. Keys to success are rely on your resources, seek help as soon as you need it, and make the most of your new lifestyle. Welcome to the Navy. If you should need additional assistance, please call the Fleet and Family Support Centers at 1-866-854-0638, and thank you for listening.